I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sports ad free. That's amazon.com/sports ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru podcast. Got a couple of exciting things coming over the next few days. Last night I jumped on a podcast with the Run It Boys. They do like a trivia style podcast, which was really good fun. Essentially, they just open a heap of beers, get stuck in, ask each other questions. They have two judges, two of the boys. It's sort of trying to one-up each other, trying to have a bit of a giggle. So really enjoyed myself on that one. That'll be available tomorrow morning. Really, really good podcast there. I did it via Zoom, so it might be a little bit harder for you guys to get a grasp on who's talking and whatnot, but essentially there was three of us answering questions, going head to head with each other. Had a lot of fun with those boys, so one to really look forward to. Some cracking questions, including who had the best sidestep ever. If you could take any Keanu Reeves character from any movies ever done into the NRL, who would it be? What position would they play? What team would they play for? So a little bit outside the box thinking. Really enjoyed that. Later tonight though, I'm jumping back on the weekly Rubdown podcast. The Rubdown boys, Natty and Wooker, they're back in full swing heading into season 2022. Exciting to see all the Supercoach content creators coming back. Saw the Whisperer and Brew returned yesterday, I think it was. Saw the Supercoach Experience putting up some content as well. Not sure what the playbook's up to. I think they're doing cricket at the moment. But the Rubdown, they have returned, getting ready for season 2022 for all your Supercoach draft content. And what we're going to do tonight, I'm going to join them to do an NRL Supercoach draft for the year 2000. So we're throwing it back 20 odd years now, which is scary to think that that's 20 years ago. Insane. I was only 8 or 10 years old around that mark at this point. So tough to go back and think about all those guys and who you'd pick in a Supercoach team. Now, when you think about Supercoach, obviously you need one fullback. You need four center wings, one 5'8", one halfback, two front row forwards, a hooker, and three second row forwards. That is the plan that we're using. You obviously need 13 players in those, what is it, six positions or something along those lines. So really looking forward to getting stuck into that. And today I'm just going to go through and give you a little bit of an insight into my mindset and how I'm going to approach this. Now, straight away, Supercoach, it really does reward guys that score tries now. So that's one thing you got to be looking at. High point scoring guys, tries is obviously very high. Goal kicking as well is a huge asset. So that's something that I've got to focus on. As I said, fullback, center wing, 6 and 7, 5'8" and halfback, front row forwards, second row forwards, and hookers. So I'm just going to give you a little insight into the sort of guys I'm targeting. Now, there is only three of us in this draft. I already know that I've got first pick. So it's only myself, Natty, and Wooker. So for example, everyone only needs one fullback. So only one of those guys is going to go. Some of them you could pick in the center wings if you wanted to. So something to consider. But I assume the rules will be kind of like they are in Supercoach. If they weren't really playing that position in the year 2000, you're probably not allowed to pick them there. And there's a couple of examples which I'll talk about, which I'm sure the boys will let me know, and you'll know when we are recording that actual podcast. But as far as fullbacks goes, probably the standouts to me, Darren Lockyer, he has to be right up there, obviously playing for the Broncos in the year 2000. I sort of thought to myself he might be a goal kicker. He wasn't. Michael Devere was the goal kicker back then for the Broncos, so he's going to be a decent little get in the center wings, so we'll talk about him in a minute. But Darren Lockyer, he's definitely going to be right up there for me. David Peachy from the Cronulla Sharks, always loved the Peach, such a high octane attacking player, he will be right up there. Joel Kane, he was playing for the West Tigers that year. He scored, I think it's 15 tries and 82 goals, so he'll be a little smoky that I might look to get later. Joel Kane, he's a really good example. He played some footy at fullback, some footy on the wings, so I could get him in the center wings later in this draft. He's probably a little smoky I'll get. Hopefully Natty and Wooker don't listen to this, but knowing the Seagulls that they are, they probably will, let's be honest here. Something else to consider as well, the year 2000, a really interesting season as far as rugby league goes. Plenty of change. You think back to the 1999 season. Of course, the Melbourne Storm won that premiership, defeating the St. George Illawarra Dragons. Two new franchises. The Melbourne Storm, a brand new franchise. The St. George Illawarra Dragons obviously merged between the Steelers and the Dragons to form that team. But in 2000, even more change. We actually lost five teams. We lost the Magpies and Balmain. They, of course, merged in the year 2000 to form the West Tigers. It was their first ever season in the NRL, the West Tigers. Also, we lost the North Sydney Bears and the Manly Seagulls. They merged to form the Northern Eagles before returning back to being the Manly Seagulls. So it was the last time we ever saw the Bears, last time we ever saw the Magpies and Balmain. It was also the last time that we saw the South Sydney Rabbitohs before they returned in 2002. So you got to remember that the Magpies and Balmain, they'd merged to make the West Tigers, and the Bears and Manly, they'd merged to make the Northern Eagles, which didn't last too long, and the Rabbitohs were not in this competition either. So it was a 14-team comp in the year 2000. The teams were the Broncos, the Roosters, the Knights, the Raiders, the Panthers, the Melbourne Storm, the Eels, the Sharkies, the St. George Illawarra Dragons, the West Tigers, the Canterbury Bulldogs, the Northern Eagles, the Auckland Warriors, and of course the North Queensland Cowboys. So just keep that in mind, that there were some teams that weren't existent, obviously way before the Titans came in, when the Northern Eagles existed, etc., etc. Let's dive into our center wings. Now this is going to be really interesting. You obviously need to pick four center wings. So there's going to be 12 guys picked in the center wing. Some of the goal kickers, they need to be at the top of this mark. A guy like Ryan Girdler, he'd have to be right up there. Scored a heap of tries, kicked a heap of goals. Matt Rogers from the Cronulla Sharks, he will be right up there as well. Luke Burt, Brett Hodgson, these sort of guys. Darrell Halligan from the Canterbury Bulldogs. So there are a few goal kickers. And then you've just got your out-and-out try scorers. You've got Wendell Saylor. You've got Lottie Takiri, Marcus Bye. You've got Tamana Tahu. Michael Devere was another goal kicker. We mentioned him earlier for the Broncos. Adam McDougall, Matt Gidley, Nathan Blacklock, Leslie Vanacolo. There's a heap of guys that you could go there. When I get deep, Jared McCracken's one I'll probably look at. He was playing at the West Tigers. He might be a little dual position guy. He was playing in the back row by then, but I might be getting him as a dual. I might just throw it in there to try and piss the boys off anyway, just quietly. But centre wings, that's going to be a really deep one with a heap of goal kickers and a heap of try scorers there. We know now that your centre wings are probably more important than they ever have been in Supercoach, so I'll be interested to see how early they go. I think I'm going to go for a pretty high octane side, to be perfectly honest with you. At 5'8", a few options here. I've got Trent Barrett, I've got Mundine, I've got Scotty Hill, you've obviously got Brad Fittler. So a heap of options to go there. You're only going to need one of those guys as well. Kevin Walters, he's another one you could go there. So 5'8", there's a bit of depth there. It'll be interesting to see how quickly a Brad Fittler goes. As I said, I believe this is going to be a snake draft. So I already know that I've got pick number one, and that's going to be important in a minute. But pick number one will go. Then, for example, it might be Natty, then it might be Wooker. Then Wooker will go again, then Natty will go again, then I will go, and then I'll have two picks. So I already know who my first pick is going to be. It's going to be Andrew Johns. I'm going to take him from the Newcastle Knights. Of course, a goal kicker. He was the Dally M medalist the year before, carving for Newcastle. This is the season between 97 and 2001. But Joey being a goal kicker, a halfback that scores a heap of points, I think he'd be, you know, the modern-day Nathan Cleary as far as Supercoach goes. And I don't think there is that Tom Trbojevic character getting around at the moment. Joey wouldn't be the highest scorer every single week. But, I, you know, the Newcastle Knights in the year 2000, they finished third. They only win three less games than the Broncos who go on to win the premiership. So a top tier side. If you're going to win 15 from 26, Joey's going to do well. One of the best goal kickers we've ever seen. So Joey will be my number one pick. I think the boys are well aware of that. They'll then have to choose out of guys like Kevin Walters, Stacey Jones, a few halfbacks there, Brett Camorley. I haven't looked too deeply into that because I know I'm going to have Joey. So it'll be interesting to see if I get Joey, I might then come back and grab a couple of goal kicking center wingers depending on what the other boys do. I assume assume Brad Fittler. He will be one of those picks that will go early. So I should be able to land a couple of goal kickers here. There's a couple of forwards that I'll talk about in a minute too that I'll be looking at. So we've got six. We've got seven covered. I know I'm going to have Joey, so I don't really have to worry too much about halfback. Front row forwards. Where it gets really interesting, you've obviously got Shane Webke, Petro Seven, Asiva, two champion forwards there. You've obviously got Paul Harrigan, who had already retired by this point. I've got a couple of little wild cards that I like. Toddy Payton, he's one that I will be keeping an eye on. I believe he was at the Canberra Raiders at this point, Todd Payton. Big fan of him. He was a really good little footballer. Obviously, the coach of the Cowboys now, but he was a great little ball player, Toddy Payton. And I sort of like that upside in my front rowers here. Ian Rubin from the Roosters was another one that I like. Jason Stevens from the Cronulla Sharks. A young Steve Price from the Canterbury Bulldogs. Young engine there. You got Dean Britt from the Canterbury Bulldogs too. So front row forwards, I'm not going to put too much emphasis on them, to be honest with you. I'm probably going to leave them until the very end. I'm going to fill my other spots. There's no goal kickers here. It's obviously the year 2000, so there's no, you know, Andrew Fafitas or Tau Malolos or these sort of front rowers getting around. So I'm going to leave them to the back end, as I think the boys will as well. Shane Webke, he might go a little bit earlier, but I'm expecting front row forwards to go very late in this draft. But we'll see how it plays out. Second rowers, couple of options here. Now, obviously, there's a lot of base stats available in the second row. The standout for me is Craig Fitzgibbon for the Sydney Roosters, starting back rower who goal kicks at a very high click too there. So I think Craig Fitzgibbon, he'll probably be the prize guy to have as far as second row forwards go. The other one is Ferner from the Canberra Raiders, also a goal kicker there. Had a quick look through sides just off the top of the dome. I don't think there's any other goal kickers that are playing in the second row for these sides. So then you're going to have to fill it with other guys with upside. So straight away, guys like Gordon Tully, Brian Fletcher, Brad Thorne, Jimmy Dimmick, Steve Menzies, Ruben Wickie, Ben Kennedy come to mind, Adam Muir. My little wild card that I'm going to keep an eye on will be Ali Lauatiti for the New Zealand Warriors. I think supercoach wise, he would be an absolute juggernaut. Would love to have him and just let him run free. It'd be like having Bryce Cartwright back in the day. Probably not to that extent. He was very young at this point. He'd only played a couple of years. Jared McCracken's another one that I would definitely look at too, but
with LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
We're obviously going to need to pick three of those. There's going to be 12 guys picked, so I think that one will go pretty deep. So depending on how quickly I can get my center wings or some good ones, I might dive in there. I got a feeling I could end up with Craig Fitzgibbon just because of where I'm placed in the draft and how many picks in a row I'll get and everything. But we'll see how it plays out. I have got an eye on Fitzy, and Luke Rickardson's another one I got my eye on. Absolute tackle machine. When we get to hooker, you only need to pick one hooker each, so there will only be three hookers that are picked in the year 2000 draft. So a heap of options here. To be honest with you, I would be happy with any of these four dudes. Craig Gower, Danny Badiris, Nathan Brown, Jeff Tuvey. I think Jeff Tuvey, he might be the value guy there, realistically. Luke Prittis from the Broncos, another one. Tuvey, I'm pretty sure he was playing 80 minutes, as was Gower. Bedsy was as well, I think. Nathan Brown, I think he was in a job share role. So we won't be going into too much depth on that sort of stuff. But if I can land one of those four, which I definitely will, you can only pick three guys, I'll be happy with any of those, to be honest with you. That's sort of my process I'm going to go into this with. If I had to make a prediction, I think that Andrew Johns will go number. I know that Andrew Johns will go number one. He's going to be my pick. I think it's Natty that's next. I think he'll go Brad Fittler, and then I think pick number three could be Darren Lockyer. I wouldn't be surprised if Wooker goes Darren Lockyer. If not, you know, a Ryan Girdler, a Lottie Dakiri, Wendell Saylor, one of these guys. Matt Rogers is one that I'll be keen on for my second pick. As I said, I'm trying to get as many goal kickers as I can into my side. Guys that kick goals and score tries, they're going to be absolute gold in this. So a couple of outside backs that I think the boys might forget that I'll be able to get my hands on. Guys like Nathan Blacklock, Tamana Tahu, Marcus Bai, McDougall, Leslie Vanacolo from the Canberra Raiders. So pretty confident I can get some pretty good depth out of this draft here. As I said, my strategy will be to leave front rowers to the end of it, But I also think that Nadia Mukka, well, I know Nadia Mukka, they're good enough at their draft to know to probably do the same thing. So center wings and second row forwards will be very interesting. I'll already have Joey. Confident I can land a good fullback. There's a heap of them. It'll be the center wings and the second row forward where I think this draft will be decided. Very keen to bring you that content. That'll be available over the next few days. Going to get stuck into a few Keith Urban and Coach tonight with Nadia Mukka. Have a late night doing this draft. That'll be dropping probably on Friday morning, I would suggest. Friday morning, you'll probably be able to have a listen to that draft of the boys. Make sure you check out the weekly rubdown, especially if you are a Supercoach player. If you're a Supercoach Classic player, you've got a couple of months up your sleeve. Organise some mates and do a draft comp. Go away for the weekend, draft your teams, make a big weekend out of it, and have that constant banter all week where you're not all talking about the same, you know, 17 dudes like you are in Classic. You won't regret it, trust me. And when you do make a draft team or a draft competition, make sure you're following the weekly rubdown. They'll provide you with the very best content in that realm. That podcast is coming on Friday, the trivia podcast. That'll be dropping tomorrow morning with those boys there. Some great content still to come.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey everyone, Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.